You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don't call it a slump. It's not a slump. A slump is when a team is usually at least fairly proficient at something and then for a while isn't. This team never hits. Never hits on any consistent, meaningful basis. Good morning to you. Good. Thursday morning, I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or hockey, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins in the same place that you found this. Brewers 3, Pirates 2, it's the same story. It's the same story whether they win or lose, just has a different ending. They don't hit. They haven't hit for quite a while now, and if you really want to get serious about it, they haven't been hitting for years. Out of this 3-2 final, the home team would register a whopping 4 hits. All of their runs came on a single swing, Brian Reynolds' 2-run homer. They struck out 8 times, which is, hey, there's something. It's 2 fewer than usual. And I like to bring this one up on occasion because it gets cited only whenever it's in the extreme negative. They were 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. That stat gets grossly inflated by the casual baseball fan. If they see that, you know, you were 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, it's just, oh, they're lacking clutch. They're not clutch. Clutch has nothing to do with any of this. Overall, as a baseball team, they don't get on base anywhere near enough for their clutch to matter. Yeah, it's nice if you only have 4 hits if 3 of them happen to come with guys on base, but that's not how this works. Simple law of averages. Over the past 9 games, the Pirates have scored a grand total of 16 runs. 9 games, 16 runs. Not even 2 runs per game. And the caliber of the pitching, whether it's the opposing team or the opposing starter, it really hasn't mattered. They've just been bad against everybody, with very, very few exceptions. There have been some. Reynolds has done well. And if you're looking to stump your friend with a little bit of Pirates trivia, ask the friend who is the one player in the lineup right now who's hitting above expectations. Not at, not just below, not just above, but like above, like a healthy amount above expectations where you can say, hey, they're really getting the most out of this guy. It's just Connor Joe. That's it. It's just him. That's why he's batting leadoff. His batting average is at .286. He's usually about 30 points below that over the course of his career. Guys can get better even at age 30. Good for him. good for everybody for getting the very best out of Connor Joe. And everyone else, I mean, I know this subject is tiring, okay? But you need to understand that in year five of this front office, that the following individuals are in the lineup every day or pretty close to it. Jack Suwinski is now at 179. This is just batting average. I'm not even in the mood to get into all the on-base percentage, OPSs, and everything else here. We're going old school here today. Jack's at 179. Henry Davis has 1 point on him. He's at 180. Rowdy Tellez is at 188. And in what might be one of the more staggering figures you'll find individually in baseball, he's had 69 official at-bats. He has one extra base hit. That was that three-run homer in Miami in the opening series. Pretty memorable in the moment, right? That was it. That was it. Not another. I'm not talking about home runs here. Of course, it's his only homer. That's the only extra base hit he's got. He's 13 for 69 with 18 strikeouts. Jared Triolo, 213. Kutch, who's been hitting better of late, is at 230. O'Neill Cruz, who's looked a little bit better this week, is at 237. And then you work your way up to Reynolds, Ke'Bryan Hayes, and Joe. And the commonality is just overwhelming. No, the hitting coach does not make the hitters hit bad. No, the hitting coach does not create bad offense. But the hitting coach is supposed to be able to pick up at least some of the guys some of the time. And the only thing that you can look at here in this entire scenario that might be any kind of feather in anyone's cap, but in particular, Mandy Haynes, is Connor Joe. That's it. That's it. And they're just letting this go. They're letting this go. They're saying, it's fine. We're getting all these wonderful starts. We have some of the best starting pitching in baseball through the opening month. We have a bullpen that we've always felt would be among the best in baseball. That's kind of getting back into sync, especially since David Bednar straightened himself out. Colin Holderman is back and so forth. And they're just okay with this. They're okay with the hitting exactly the way it is and exactly the way it's been for 2 years. And the rest of us are just idiots. When we come back, J1Q. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. Today's J1Q comes from Brian, who says, so DK, I read that Ben Cherington doubled down that he didn't have anything to do with Jared Jones coming out at 59 pitches last week in New York. If that's the case, then what the heck is he doing? As a general manager, do you not know what's going on with your own team? Brian, this has been a complicated issue from really the moment that it happened at Citi Field. It was a mystery right then and there. It was still a mystery after the game when I asked Derek Shelton what went on, and he gave an almost rehearsed-sounding answer about how this had been predetermined. And then it got outright bizarre Sunday on Cherington's weekly radio show when he stated unequivocally that the call was made by Shelton and his staff after the game. No. Okay, no, it wasn't. There's no such thing. There's not any baseball environment, certainly not in the major leagues, where the GM isn't apprised of a predetermined plan for a prospect as important as Jones. No chance whatsoever. So yeah, yesterday when Charrington met with reporters, as opposed to being interviewed by a team employee, as happens on the weekends, he just said basically the same thing. The decision was made in New York by management. And it's never comfortable calling someone a liar, whether it's on this show or whether it's in a written column or whatever. And I'm not going to do that here either, because for all I know, Charrington might be playing with semantics. He might be saying that, for example, the Pirates had discussed Jones pitching on 3 days rest and that they'd be okay with it if he went either five innings or X number of pitches, and that in the dugout, Shelton and Oscar Marine would have said, listen, we realize he could go another inning here based on his pitch count, but we're just going to stop him there. So Charrington says the decision that was made. Do you see what I'm saying? You can play games with the truth. And maybe that's what's happening here. You don't want, to address your actual question, a general manager who isn't apprised / involved in a decision of that scope. That means something is wrong fundamentally with the organization, because there are way, 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 way too many people who should be involved in it. Like lots of them, like including the people who do biomechanical analysis and the medical people themselves. There's nobody who should be left out of this. I don't mean to make it sound like a bigger deal than what it actually was, but when it comes to things like the way that you're utilizing Jones, first time in the majors, the way that you're utilizing Paul Skeens, first full season as a professional, you're not flying solo. And if you are, geez, you know, then lie about that. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of this crazy operation. We'll do another one of these tomorrow.